It's time for Bruin Buzz on a Friday morning. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director, Thad Dilbeck speaking with us. It's one of the last Bruin Buzz programs of July, and come to think of it, it's just one of only a few we'll have until the school year begins, Coach. And I'm sure, obviously, with practices starting for volleyball and softball and cross country and some other things, things are getting a little bit busier within the Bartlesville High Athletic Department.
Yeah, good morning, Evan. Starting to get busy around here, and we're certainly finding ourselves in the middle of the things that we in the athletic department, but also as a school district, you know, have to take care of before school year gets started. So addressing those things that come around every year, and then also just the new faces and people that are in new roles, and making sure they're getting off to a good start, and you know, disseminating information and planning meetings and those kind of things. So, happy to have those fall sports that you named, have those getting started, and you know, scrimmages just right around the corner, and of course the football program is gearing up also.
Yeah, and you mentioned scrimmages. Those will start pretty much this weekend for volleyball and softball. Cross country still has a little bit of time. Cross country doesn't really start any real activities until the latter part of August, and even then, most of their schedule is really from September moving forward. And then football doesn't start practice until August the 3rd, as we're chatting with Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director. Let's talk a little bit about what the first few weeks are like for those sports that are practicing. I know cross country is going early in the morning because they have to avoid the heat. I'm sure softball being outside, they have to do some of that, even though they have an indoor. Certainly volleyball didn't have to deal with that issue, but it's just kind of setting a base level of fundamentals and stuff for all those sports, and now getting into scrimmages this weekend.
Certainly, as far as this preseason practice goes, anymore in most of our sports, those athletes have been taking part in some stuff, whether it's our Summer Pride, which is for all of our athletes, or more of their sports-specific stuff. You know, softball plays in a summer league, and you know, most of our volleyball girls were playing clubs throughout the summer, and our cross-country runners, of course, were running, and football is what it is at the Summer Pride, and then also the 7-on-7 stuff they do. So you know, athletes nowadays are in better shape, and they are bigger and faster and stronger than they were, you know, a generation ago or a few decades ago. But certainly, you know, we know that it's been very hot early this week. We and the OSSAA and Bartlesville Athletics and our trainer Al Mount, we take that stuff very seriously. We monitor the weather and, you know, make sure, in what we're talking about now, that cross country is running early when they're running, or that fast pitch softball is not on the turf in the heat of the day, those kinds of things. So, it's a well-oiled machine, and Alan Mount does a good job of making sure people are all on the same page when it comes to those kind of things.
Because we're talking about this, one thing I also was going to ask about this week, because we're very close to football practice starting. Football will start August 3rd, which is going to be a week from this coming Monday. That is a week earlier than usual, and from the OSSAA side of things, the athletic department side of things, it does sound like maybe the weather was a part of that factor. Obviously, it's not cooler August 3rd than August 10th, but they wanted to have the football players better heat acclimation. What do you know about that, and what your thoughts on that change in regards to football?
Yeah, it's our first year. When I say our, I'm talking about the state of Oklahoma, the OSSAA's first year to go with this new schedule, and it is all about athlete safety. We want to control those early practices a little more with what football programs can do and what they can wear and how long they can practice, to give our athletes a chance to become a little more acclimated to the heat that we do have to deal with. It's also a response to, you know, Evan, I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know how many years we've been playing 0-week games now, but an adjustment because most of our high school football players are playing a game a week earlier than they did, and we want to make sure that we're giving our athletes, our football players in this case, an opportunity to do things in a safe and healthy way.
Talking with Bartlesville Athletic and Activities Director Thad Dilbeck here on Bruin Buzz. Another thing that's coming up next week, and that's a sign the football is right around the corner as well, it's the Oklahoma Coaches Association All-State meetings. I love some of those All-State games. There'll be some former Bruins that'll compete in those. We'll have some stories on that moving forward here, but that's going on next week. And what does the athletic department have to do with that, and what do some of the individual coaches have to do with some of those meetings?
You're right. That's kind of the unofficial signal to all coaches that, all right, we're gonna go to clinic. We're gonna spend some time at clinic. We're gonna meet with our peers, and we're gonna have our rules meetings. We're gonna check some boxes so that we're ready for the season to go. And we're gonna network with coaches from all around the state. But then when we come back, it's even if you're not coaching a fall sport, that's kind of we know the school year is getting ready to begin, and we'll start teachers meetings pretty soon after that. We encourage all of our coaches, they don't necessarily spend the entire week. This year, in the last few years, it's been they've hosted this clinic on UCO's campus in Edmond, and we encourage our coaches, particularly our head coaches, to go take their staffs, go down for their particular sports rules meetings, sit in, listen to some of the speakers they have, try to better themselves. But it's an opportunity for them to, if they're coaching a sport, doesn't have a schedule yet, they can network with coaches and start working on lots of things. So it's good camaraderie and we want to be an active part of the OCA, and the OCA does a lot as far as supporting our coaches and the summer clinic is kind of a rite of passage for coaches to go down there, see some old friends, make new ones, get better, and check some boxes as far as rules meetings and those kind of things go.
And as far as coaching is concerned for this upcoming season, you and I were chatting, obviously, at Coach Yoder, who was hired somewhat later in the game after Coach Minton signed on to become Assistant Athletic and Activities Director. Holden Yoder is his replacement in softball, so that'll be coming up this fall, obviously. But you still have one more vacancy to fill with boys soccer. We talked about Cedric Mutesi stepping away a few weeks ago, and where are you guys in response to getting a boys soccer coach signed up? And obviously that'll be a spring sport for you guys in 2027 now.
Well, certainly we're neck deep in that process right now. I think we'll be ready to make an announcement sometime very soon. It could be today. We've been doing some interviewing and doing some committee work there, and feel good about some options that we have. Excuse me. And I think we'll be announcing our next boys coach real quick.
Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Thad Dilbeck with us again. Scrimmages kind of ramping up for volleyball and softball a little bit this weekend into early next week. They've been practicing for about a week and a half. Cross country's running. We're wrapped up with summer pride. We've got a bunch of stories and all the things we just mentioned with Coach Yoder, Coach Blaine for volleyball, obviously David Ayers for cross country, and then Coach Hennessy for football over the last couple weeks on our website at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Coach, we'll be pretty close to a football when we chat next week.
That's right. Hey, I appreciate you, Evan.